ever find it difficult to avoid a sin? Well, let me ask the question this way. Ever find it difficult to overcome the temptation to commit a sin? Whether it was overcoming the temptation to slander someone, overcoming the temptation to have sex with someone you're not married to, whether you were single or married, whether they were single or married. Ever find it difficult to overcome the temptation to do a lot of unethical things at work for the purpose of getting that next promotion so you could get that next level of status with that next level of pay? Any of you ever find yourselves joining in with another group, with a group of people who were ostracizing someone who you knew had not done anything to warrant being ostracized? And if you did not join them in ostracizing this other person, in other words, in sinning against this other person and thereby sinning against God, because it is impossible to sin against anyone on this earth without also sinning against God, because every sin is a sin against God. Ever find yourselves faced with that situation? You were called upon to join with the people who were ostracizing this other person, not because that person had done anything to warrant being ostracized, but because of the wickedness of someone's heart. The decision was made. This person is going to be ostracized, and we're going to do everything in our power to prevent this person from fulfilling God's call on his or her life. We want you to join us. Ever been faced with the decision to join the group or not join the group? And my guess is, for those of you who have had that experience, fear was a deciding factor. In other words, some of you joined not necessarily because you also despised, hated, resented this person who was being ostracized, but because you were afraid of what might happen to you if you did not join the group that was doing the ostracizing. That was a time for you to go before the throne of grace, to go confidently before the throne of grace, so that you could obtain mercy and grace to help you in your time of need. And that was truly a time of need. There are so many people, including amongst churchgoers, who form these groups that literally do Satan's bidding for him. Many of them are leaders in the church. Many of them portray themselves as being filled with God's Spirit. They say that they love. And they not only commit these sins themselves, but they encourage others to join them in that sin. When you were faced with the opportunity, the challenge, the chance, the dilemma, however you want to perceive it, of saying, no, I can't join you all. I can't be a part of this. And risk being ostracized yourself or in some other way punished for not joining them in their sin. Or to say, well, you know, yeah, I mean, hey, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't have anything against him personally, but yeah, I'll go ahead and go along with what you all are saying. And then have the satisfaction, if you want to call it that, the comfort of knowing that now they weren't going to be on your back and start treating you like they were treating that other person. But here's the thing. As we said before, as I was reading Hebrews chapter 4, with God, everything is laid bare. Everything. Every motive, every true agenda, the real agenda. The real reason that people were attacking, ostracizing, persecuting one who attended their worship services, one who was among them and actually living a better life than they were living, had done nothing to provoke or to warrant this kind of treatment. God is looking at all of that and is taking careful notes. It can be scary for a lot of people to think about what might happen to me if I don't join the group of wrongdoers. They'll probably start doing me wrong if I don't join them. And that is stressful. Isn't it interesting that as we persevere, as we push our way to the time of glory, we have to suffer even along these lines, because churchgoers who say they're filled with God's Spirit, religious worshipers who say they love God, treat people in that manner. And we're concerned that if we don't join them, they'll crush us. No, we need to confidently go before the throne of grace and ask God to help us in our time of need. And we will find mercy. We will obtain grace to help us in our time of need. We just need to place more confidence in God's power, in the power of God, than in the power of churchgoers and other religious worshipers who do that evil.